This is something for the weekend and your COVID-19 things to do. Classic hits.
We are into week 8 on your COVID-19 things to do. Sophie, you've got another great idea for us this week. Last week, the idea was to watch that wedding video or get it converted, if it is on VHS, to get it converted onto a device where you can actually watch it. And I was telling you how, I haven't even seen my wedding video yet. But look, what do you have for us this week?
I hope you watch the unedited version of the wedding video even this week. So this week, Tina, I was thinking about how to make extra money. So is the house full of stuff that you no longer need? So, I mean, if you had a cot, for example, and your kid is going off to secondary school this September, or, you know, if you even have a desk, that you no longer use that's in the way, to put it on one of those adverse websites that you could make a little bit of money. Even if you are still cocooning or social distancing, even keep yourself occupied. You could take the photos, write the descriptions, and maybe not put the advert up live until you are ready to go back out and face the world. But then also, some people are doing a lot of arts and crafts at home. And there's nothing to say that you couldn't pop those up online, maybe sell those if you were doing little picture frames or art or anything like that.
And so people are, I think a lot of people are renovating their homes at the moment and changing the look of the living room. They might take down a painting they had on the wall or whatever and change their sofa or whatever and the coffee table. Instead of dumping it, you can definitely make money, can't you?
100%. I think everybody was going into home renovations. So there's a lot of people getting rid of stuff, but then there's a lot of people looking for stuff as well, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was B&Q or Home Store and More, I don't know, one of these, that the queues were out the door because people were trying to get in because they wanted to get new stuff. They wanted to change the look of the place. So that will tell you there's a demand out there for people changing up the house.
I opened the shed the other day, Sophie, and I'm not joking you, it was like an avalanche. Everything came at me. And it's all stuff that we have no use for. I mean, there are broken cots even in there.
Yeah.
All kinds of things in there. I did actually donate my bike that was used on one occasion to Tara Duggan, who does the news, and she's been out cycling on it. So that has gone to a good home.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's
brilliant. Everything else, I mean, oh my God, it is a job, but it's a job that needs to be done. I'm wondering, are car boot sales going to be open? I always wonder about doing one. Would it be worthwhile or would it be an absolute nightmare?
Oh my God.
I wonder, does anybody know? We're going to ask in WhatsApp, actually, if anybody knows of car boot sales, whether they're number one worth doing or not, and whether any of them are opening soon. Let us know on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. I'm always intrigued. I've never done one. So I'm wondering, would it be worth it?
Look, I mean, as somebody that loves going to vintage shops and getting clothes, I would be in my element in a car boot sale. So I would suggest that anybody that has stuff to donate, I mean, you would probably see me there. Let me know where you're at, because I love getting secondhand stuff. So,
what do you buy? Do you buy clothes, or what kind of things do you buy at them?
It depends. Like, I mean, I bought the most beautiful laptop bag a few years ago. And I mean, it was, I think it was like €12, but it was real leather. Like, I still have it to this day. It still comes everywhere with me. Like, I have a desk and stuff that I have for when I'm doing my podcast and when I'm doing my work from home. And it has all the little compartments that I need, even a little shelf for my mic and stuff like that. So, I mean, you never know what you're going to pick up, you know?
And do you haggle now with a car boot, or do you just accept the prices?
You do, don't you? The haggling is the best part, Rita. They're like 15, I'm like 13, and they're like 14, and I'm like sold. I mean, I don't be unfair to them, but I just love that little barter, you know?
Well, you know, my sister was telling me only last year when they were in Spain, and her daughter, who's only 7, you know, was at, you know, one of these stalls where they sell all the, like, the fake handbags and everything in Spain?
Yeah.
And her daughter wanted a handbag, the child. And she started haggling with the guy at the age of 7, saying to him, no, I'm going home today. She'd only arrived in the country.
Yeah,
I'm going home today, so it's either €10 or nothing. And she got it.
Well, she's gonna grow up a good negotiator. That's all
I know.
Saying,
like, she is gonna be a businesswoman for sure. I can see it from a very young age. But yeah, very funny. So you're basically that person.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I am definitely. A little quick story I'll tell you. When I was 8, my dad had a boat, and we used to go up to Gary Kennedy on the river. We used to go to this pub because there was live music, and at the end of the night in the pub, I used to walk around and I collect glasses and I put them up on the counter, and I'd put my hand out and I'd say,
paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cheeky
so,
thing.
So, I mean, I get where your niece is coming from.
The two of you should go into business together.
All right, Trina.
Thanks,
listen,
Sophie.
I'll be back next week.
Talk to you then.
Bye.
Your COVID-19 things to do on Classic Hits with Trina Mara. Classic Hits.